Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
Good tune on a Monday. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanks for checking us out here today. 1 hour in the books, three to go. Covered a lot of ground in the first hour. Of course, we now have the Eastern and Western Conference Finals of the NBA all set. We will discuss. There still is some more NBA news to get to. And also, in my opinion, and we'll get into this as well, a curious signing by the Miami Dolphins over the weekend. We'll get to all of that. But first, it's time for the Sports Center Rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, ahead of Thursday's opening round of the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black, Tiger Woods was out on the course at 8 a.m. this morning in 40-degree misty weather. Tiger tees off at 8:24 Thursday, playing alongside Francesco Molinari and Brooks Koepka, where the weather is expected to be better. Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals tonight on NBCSN at 9 o'clock. The Sharks take their 1-0 lead, hosting the St. Louis Blues. And the next coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers will be John Beilein.
All right, so thank you for all that. But Tiger playing in the 40-degree weather.
But it's like from Baltimore up to Maine, including New York.
Oh, no,
beyond brutal.
Pete, you can stretch it back further west than that.
My
nephew graduated from Purdue this weekend. It was 46 and raining.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say,
ungodly.
You add the Midwest to it. They had a snowstorm in Colorado. A snowstorm in Denver the other day, but yesterday was like, and people forget, you know, Denver's actually more south than some of the New England's, but it's just ungodly. The Detroit game, the Midwest, and the Northeast.
I saw a Cubs game in a bunch
brutal.
Of rain. Was that in Chicago?
Yeah, it's brutal.
That was in Chicago, yeah. Yeah.
Just ugly.
Early, guys. It's only May.
Oh, no. I have friends back in New England who haven't seen the sun in
so
like
you think
15
about it,
days.
Like, the Red Sox are going to play good baseball at home in good weather for like 3 months.
Right.
Yeah, no,
right.
If that.
That's what they get.
Well, June, July, August. Then by the time you're playing night
sometimes
games in September.
Sometimes June is touch and go.
Yeah,
it is.
Sometimes you get to.
Early June can be in the 40s too.
You get to night games in September. It's cool.
I know.
Not cold yet by their standards, but it's cool.
Yeah. Not going back.
Down by the harbor.
Yeah. It's not just the harbor. It's a, what was the tweet we got this weekend? We got a tweet, a funny tweet. It was directed at all of us.
Oh, it was last week. Hold on.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I remember something about the harbor. I do.
No, it's got. Here it is. Alan says, so we're out at lunch in Punta Gorda at a restaurant, and my wife breaks out, having lunch on Charlotte Harbor. Can take the girl out of Boston, can't take Boston out of the girl.
Nice. Yeah. Very good. Well, no 40-degree garbage here, man. I spent my Saturday on the beach. That was pretty sweet.
It was just a beautiful. It was a lovely, and the stupid love bugs are, I think, officially gone.
Yeah,
gone.
They've all been crushed by cars.
The love bugs seemed about as normal to me as they have every year at this time. They always swarm around my car and the exhaust around there when I get to corkscrew in 75. But you must have. They must collect in your Bonita area.
No, it's the worst it's ever been. We never got it going on my third year. It never was like this. The first two. Mace was not even close.
Tell your alligators,
but they're gone. They're gone now. The problem is nobody.
Nothing eats them because they're too acidic.
Because they're disgusting.
They're very acidic.
You would think that all the geckos would come and you know.
I tried one last week and
sick
it was gross.
Them all up, but they
tried
won't.
What love bug?
Way too acidic.
Nice.
Thank God for our
like orange juice.
Did that go with your red wine?
Had a lot of red wine this weekend.
Really?
A lot of red wine.
You really made a hard left. You switched gears.
Red wine.
I did, yeah. I had a bottle for dinner on Friday night.
A bottle?
Bottle.
A bottle.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I usually have a glass.
It was pretty impressive. Me and the wife sat out on the back porch, enjoyed the thunderstorms and some country music. She had about a little over a half a bottle, and I finished mine.
Nice.
And then started drinking that on Saturday. Had a couple glasses before going out.
Yeah.
Switched to Crown. Nice. Went back to wine.
What does that do to your body when you make the switch? I like to...
Keeps it on its toes.
You're a professional.
Doesn't that make you ill when you're switching?
No, I actually didn't have a hangover this week, and I was really impressed with myself.
Yeah. Excellent.
I was proud of myself. Now, I ate 4 Motrin before I went to bed on Friday night.
Preventative?
Yeah.
That's good.
I saw Tolkien on Saturday night about John Ronald Tolkien, guy who, in case you don't know.
Oh, it was Tolkien.
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 No, he actually pronounced it Tolkien.
No, that's how they pronounce it at the Hobbit, yeah. But the rest of us say
No. In fact, it was him who corrected his professor at Oxford.
I'll go with the
believe
professor.
It or not. So, the anyway, it was very, very well done. Very, very well done.
How's the Hobbit?
The what?
The Hobbit.
Hobbit.
Hobbit's fine. It's very emotional at the end. How this guy, what he went through in the beginning, in the 1900s and the beginning of World War I, how he even survived, and then how he was writing as he was in ditches. And amazing mind. But you can understand why. I recommend it highly. It's only 2 hours. Good movie.
954, why you got to be that to me? Glad you got to the beach. Red tide is coming within a month.
It's like winter is coming. No, red tide is coming. Hopefully it won't be.
Well, there was a report of a little patch of it in Sarasota.
Red tide is a naturally occurring
there's
thing.
Always little pockets here and there.
Yeah. It's naturally occurring. The problem last year was the wind where it was coming out of just kept it pushed up on shore where it couldn't go and get out.
Yeah.
Now, the blue-green algae.
That's a different deal.
Different conversation.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But glad you had a marvelous time. That's great.
Yep.
Okay. Stay in the water. Water was warm enough for you? You didn't get
not
cold?
Not only was the water warm enough.
Because you needed it at 80. I mean, 70 is
5. 85 is my pool requirement. And it's by the way, just living the dream here.
It's about naturally there now.
Yeah. I was in my pool this morning for the first time. It was 85 degrees. Took a little couple lounging around before breakfast. Boom. It's a great life we have down here. It's not like it's 40 degrees and
breakfast by the pool. Breakfast by the pool.
I eat outside almost every morning.
Felipe texting in with an absolute gem. At the age of 30, if you can manage to go out drinking all night and not have a hangover the next morning, that's better than going out.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with that. That feeling when you wake up and you're kind of like, my head's not pounding.
Uh-huh.
Stomach's, it's okay. Feel like a little breakfast and I'll be back. It's a great feeling.
Really?
Great feeling.
Why put yourself in the position to be feeling horrible the next day or even stress about it? Why not?
Because I live dangerous.
I don't know. Cut it back to a half a bottle.
No big deal.
I'm just saying.
You know what it was? You know what? I woke up Saturday morning feeling like Baker Mayfield after not having a hangover. I felt dangerous.
Felt dangerous.
903, no, I did not pee in the water. That's Chris's thing.
Absolutely.
Stammer time, that shell collection, while you're pretending to push that off as something you found at Sanibel, that's Photoshopped. I could tell.
Photoshopped!
Is it?
Although you can find those shells on Sanibel. But
why would somebody take the time to do that?
Look at the different shadows.
No, I mean,
how
the Photoshop. Yeah, I mean,
up.
I think that's legit stammer time. Like, I think that looks legit.
There's
to me.
A shark floating above the shells.
It's on a towel.
That's supposed to be the water.
It's a towel.
I don't even know.
It's
what
a towel. What do you think it's on? It's a towel of the ocean.
Oh, it's a towel with pictures of sharks on the towel. All right,
sharks or dolphins? Probably dolphins. I don't even
see
know.
See how I misread that? The shadowing is all off.
What is the matter with you? That is clearly a towel.
Yeah, I agree.
There's
with you
sand
now.
On the side of it.
I agree with you now. But
you thought that was the ocean?
No, it's too perfect of a line.
You
this
thought
is,
it was the ocean.
This is a Photoshop picture.
Yes, you did, Biff.
That is Photoshop.
Oh, gosh.
Fact.
You think there were fleas at the flea market. Yes, you do, Biff. Biff Loma, Death of a Salesman. Seinfeld reference.
Good play.
239 says, I sound like a quitter, Craig. Why am I a quitter?
Because you're asking me why you would put yourself in a position to have a hangover.
Quitter with one T doesn't have two T's. I hate to be a spell check guy.
One does not go out and say, I'm going to drink till I have a hangover. It's just
no, but Craig
occurs.
Goes out and says, I'm going to have two and then I'm going to stop.
I know my limits.
And then you live by that rule.
Pretty much. I have no need for a third and a fourth and a fifth. If I have two, I'm feeling pretty
so you don't
good.
Just get
I do.
So like after a couple beers.
Yeah.
And I know you have a couple Coors Light and you know that's your limit.
By the way, they're the big ones.
But
the 16 ounces.
It never happens where you're like, I don't know, you're sitting out on the back porch, right? With the wife and you've got some music going.
Right.
And you've been out there for an hour, let's say. You've really babied two beers.
Right.
And you're like, you know what? I don't want to stop hanging out.
Right.
Let me go get another beer so we can keep this going for another 30 minutes. Like, you don't ever have that thought? Because once I stop drinking, let's just
the party's over.
Put the covers on me. I'm going to bed.
I have been known to fall asleep shortly after having one or two at the end of
the That's my point though, but if you keep at it, you won't fall asleep. And that's why you continue.
Got to build up my stamina, is what you're saying.
Fact.
I think it's highly unnecessary.
Well, if you're at home, I could see if you were at home, and like Chris said, in that scenario, you might have more than two beers.
I don't need... No, I cannot tell you.
When's the last time you had three beers? Three. I'm not saying kill a six-pack.
Well, can we count the two that we did once at one of our remotes where we had two over a four-hour period, I think, of... But the 10%, 11% alcoholic ones?
I think I only had one that day because of that.
I had two.
And by the way, I delayed my trip home because it hit me on my rear end.
It did hit you.
I hung out for extra time, ate
good
some food.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be irresponsible.
But that's where, like, Friday night, we were literally out on the back porch. Music was going. We had the lights turned on. It was nice. It was a nice setting. The kids were asleep.
Yeah.
That's a rarity in my household.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, keep in mind, when I have a beer, I buy the big 16 ounces, okay? That's like a beer and a half right there.
Okay, yeah.
I'm good with. Occasionally, we'll have two. In the time I've moved to Florida, I've had three once in 2 years. I don't need to go that distance.
Me too.
I respect you for that.
Well, it's not respect. I'm not looking for pride.
No, it's just...
I'm just, I have no need.
I admire you for that. Is that better?
That's better.
I'm not sure.
I don't loathe you like Newman.
Yeah.
No, I think it's commendable. How about commendable?
Okay.
Find it slightly irritating.
You find it irritating?
Slightly.
Because
I've got a couple friends.
Why are you irritated with my lack of juice?
Why are you irritated with his sobriety at times?
You're at home, Craig. You're at home. There's no driving that's going on.
Right.
Get a little crazy, huh? Not remember the fourth quarter of an NBA basketball game. I've done it many times.
Yeah, blackout, Craig. What's wrong with you? Don't you? You don't know until you blacked out at home. You don't know what life is.
But a little brownout never hurt anybody.
What's the point?
Have Missy come up, smack your head. Hey, get to bed. Hey.
That's happened before.
Where glasses in your hand and you pass out and it just spills. You wake up, it's in a pile of, or a big puddle.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good after one and a half. I don't need three, four, five.
Can your wife outdrink you if she could? If you had a race,
yes.
She would win.
Yes.
She's not a big drinker either.
No. Well, that
Why don't
makes
you guys
sense.
Play quarters one night for all time's sake? See who wins.
No, we're a good match. In fact, I drink more than she does. I know it's hard to believe.
Oh, man.
All right, stammer time. Yeah. It's a towel. He gave me the wide angle picture.
It's not a towel. That's actually a boogie board, Craig.
I really can't see, can I? You're right. It is a boogie
Somebody
board.
Just text me Maybe a that's forecast of New England, upstate New York, which are expecting in some places tonight 4 to 8 inches of snow.
Snow?
I'm not kidding. 1 to 3 inches in a lot, 4 to 8 inches in some higher peaks up in New Hampshire, Vermont, parts of upstate New York. Good God. I can't look at it. I don't know how you do it. I just don't know how you live like that.
239, thank you for knowing and respecting your limits, Craig. People that don't often impair themselves and jeopardize the safety of others. Thank you very
much. First of all, 239, I was at home and I Ubered on Saturday. I'm very responsible when I drink in public.
The only people you're going to jeopardize are some of the animals outside or peeing on something outside that you shouldn't be peeing on.
By the way, I've started growing some sunflowers in my backyard.
Oh, yeah. I love sunflowers. Can I eat the seeds?
Getting a bit of a green thumb, actually.
Really? Girl, well, I'm going to be like 6 feet tall.
I know, yeah. Like
you got tomato? Why don't you plant some garden?
Well, I've got cilantro, basil, which I actually need to replant right now. Just did a thing of cilantro and rosemary.
Nice.
Or not cilantro. I forgot what it was.
Basil?
No.
How do you keep the rabbits from me?
Neither here nor there.
That's
They're inside.
Problem.
They're in my little caged-in lanai.
Nice.
Now, the sunflowers are outside.
Okay.
But I planted those like last weekend.
Rabbit won't eat those.
They're already like, I don't know, 6-8 inches tall.
How long before you can eat the seeds, which I love sunflowers.
Well, you can eat the seeds when you get the seeds.
Yeah, but how long does it take?
You got enough of them where you can make a maze for the kids around Halloween time? Or how many have we grown here?
Three.
Right now, I've got three sprouted.
See?
Yeah.
Three.
I have three sprouted
that's
right now.
On my part. 239, who's unnamed, said the point is it's relaxing. You feel good stopping after two is unheard of. So a six-pack will last you, what, 2 weeks? Oh, we'll teach us all.
And Useless Nut checking in. Craig's about to say, and when we come back, and then not talk about sports. Love the show. well, we did.
Tito's vodka equals no hangover. Yeah.
I had Tito's at, I drank every day this weekend. Had a really good Bloody at Mother's Day on Sunday.
You know, last week I asked both of you, all right, Chris, over the last 7 days, how much have you drank?
Drank more than I bet this weekend. Okay. Drank more than I bet this week. Not close.
Now we've knocked off another 3 days of straight drinking. I mean, I think your liver needs to take a day off.
I will not drink today. Fact.
Fact?
I'll go home, grab a nice 2-gallon jug of Milo's sweet tea.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll have for the week.
For the week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nice. Well, there's no NBA on tonight.
Right.
So
and I'm not going to watch. You're not going to
tonight's like, no. That's like, God forbid. St. Louis and San Jose, great series. But tonight's good catch up night. Not catch up.
Catch up.
Catch up on show binge watching.
Catch up with a C, not a K.
Yeah.
Right.
Catch up on some of the weekend programming might have missed. What will you watch tonight? What can Craig watch tonight?
What will I watch tonight?
My TV probably won't go on tonight.
What?
I,
you'll be
why
drinking.
Is this shocking?
Could you be drinking outside?
Yeah. Get some music on a Monday night.
There's always something.
But that's where you're wasting your life away.
Okay.
I just asked Chris, when's the last time, how much did you drink? How much did you gamble? I'm going to ask you, when's the last time you went a day without TV? How many years are we going back there? Huh? Fact.
Well,
the power went out when the hurricane came.
Oh, that was bad. 3 days.
Bingo. There you go.
Before I crashed at your house.
It was 2 years ago.
I crashed at your house. That was the best part. I brought vodka and I had the remote control.
I'm in Atlanta. It's Pete calling. Yo, what's up, Pete? How's it going? It's not good, Chris. It's not good.
It was horrible.
Because that's what, 4 months after
you were
moved down here?
The first person I spoke to that I could get a signal.
Civilization.
Oh, it's not good, Chris. It's not good.
Dodging, telephone poles on Bonita Beach Road like dominoes. Hoping I had enough gas to get to Chris's house and then find a gas station.
I think I'm going to start a new show tonight, guys. I think I'm going to start a new show.
What?
I don't know. I've got a couple. I didn't get around to watching season 3 of the HBO show Criminal True Detective.
Oh, True Detective. Oh, yes. Excellent.
Excellent.
Yep.
I've seen the previews for season 2 of Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
It looks like a pretty good show.
So what will you do tonight, Craig? No TV for you.
I'm not sure. I think I have a little small project at the house I might work on for my daughter. But
you got a light bulb to change, right?
I'm not doing that tonight.
I might go see Avengers
again
tonight.
I got a light bulb that's 18 feet high. I'm having a little problem.
I may go see Avengers again tonight.
Really?
Tonight. For real?
Yeah.
Might not be a bad thing to do tonight.
Yeah. It's a 7-8 o'clock show, I think.
Huh.
Yeah.
Go in there, I can cry in the privacy of my own row.
Yep.
You should go watch Pikachu Detective.
Is that out?
Oh, yeah.
It's out.
What?
Yeah, it's out.
It's out. In fact, when I was at Tolkien the other night, the bartender was dressed in the yellow bumblebee thing, whatever that thing is. The little Pikachu's dressed up. They were all dressed up.
It's
all
not
the workers
a bumblebee.
Are, whatever the hell it was. It
it's looks a like, Pikachu.
It's a Pikachu.
They're all dressed up as Pikachus. Stupid. Ridiculous.
Bumblebee is from Transformers.
Or B-movie.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about a great Jerry Seinfeld project, huh? The B-movie.
Did you not like it?
Load of crap that was.
You didn't like it?
It's a decent
horrendous
cartoon.
It was horrendous.
It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
It was not good at all.
Maybe because every time, if they'd made it all into Seinfeld episodes or Seinfeld character bees, it would have been way funnier.
It would have been so much better.
Oh, like an Elaine bee and a George bee?
And a Newman bee?
Newman bee!
A Newman bee would have been great.
A fat bee?
Newman robbing all the honey.
Mail carrier bee? Yeah.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that?
Get Larry David on that.
So you know Jason Alexander was not who Jerry Seinfeld wanted to play George.
I think I did know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who it was?
I can probably find it. Yeah. I don't off the top of my head, but can't imagine that role with anybody else.
The
Larry David.
Yeah.
The guy that played George Alexander.
Jason Alexander,
yeah.
He was cousins with somebody in is cousins with somebody
in doesn't change.
Katy, Texas, where I lived, and one of my friends classmates came over. He came over to the house.
To your house?
Not mine, but the relative's house.
I was going to say.
Snapped me a picture.
How did this only take, you know, 2.5 years to...
Right, right. If he was at my house,
exactly.
I'd be talking about it all the time.
It'd be your screensaver.
Port Charlotte Joe says Detective Pikachu is awesome. Here's the deal. I think
who's Detective? Which one is Detective Pikachu? Is that the name of the movie?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Were they all Pikachus?
The blockbuster. No. It made $1 billion this weekend.
Pikachu? Oh, I
did it
really?
Oh. No, not even
it's
close.
Not making $1 billion.
Not even close.
Avengers did.
Yeah. Well, not this weekend.
No, not.
My theater,
okay,
my theater
right.
was empty. Like,
it's because everybody who cares about it has seen it.
What time did you go? Saturday?
8 o'clock.
Saturday? Oh, 8 o'clock on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, it should have been packed.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, right. Well, right.
Because
you waited a month.
Right.
If I go to the 8 o'clock show tonight, where I'm going to go, there's right now there's nobody signed up for seats.
Nobody?
Nobody. 7 o'clock there is. Not many, though. I think most people have seen it. And on Monday night.
Might try to get a babysitter and see if the wife wants to go.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to see it again.
We can go pee together. I won't annoy you this time.
She made fun of you two for crying in the first time you saw it.
I'm offended by that. Why? I mean,
why are you offended?
I'm an emotional person. I because you get caught up in the series, all of the characters.
Well, okay, other tractor guy. You're right.
What?
You're right. I'm gonna do it tonight.
Oh, you're gonna do Few Good Men?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Yes. And then tomorrow's
show. No commercials. No, don't buy it edited or anything like that. Just go get, just rent it.
Tomorrow's show could be about Game of Thrones and A Few Good Men. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Get her done, Chris.
Get it done.
Well, hold on. I don't know if I'm for sure doing it.
No, don't waffle. Do it. Get her done. The show needs you to do it.
Has your wife not seen it either?
But it's kind of content. Me not watching A Few Good Men.
But now we can open up more stupid references that you, once you get it.
Yeah.
But I got the only meaningful reference from the movie.
Oh, no, you can't handle the truth. It's more than
that's
that.
That's so over. Way over. He's got better lines than that in the movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Great lines, especially the ones that, when they were in Cuba.
95% sure I'm going to watch this movie tonight.
Let's push it to 100.
95 right now.
Put it on the poll.
I got to make sure there's nothing.
No, this is, look.
See, nothing. I know my wife because we got the new season of The Bachelorette starting tonight, so I know she's going to push to get me to watch that.
You'll tape that and watch it later.
Oh no, you're right about that. We do tape and watch it.
So
on
wait a second, The Bachelorette is again the guys line up for the girl?
Yeah.
Didn't they just have that one?
No, they had the girls lining up for the guy.
Oh, the guy went AWOL over the fence, right?
Uh huh.
You're not watching that today.
Yeah, I'm not watching
that
tonight.
Put it on a poll. Yeah,
that's 100%. I'm
put
not
it on
watching
the poll.
That
will Chris actually watch
A Few Good Men? Yeah, let's put it on the poll.
Yeah, let's put it on
see
the poll.
See what our listeners think.
Will Chris actually watch A Few Good Men tonight for
this
the first time?
This is going to
time?
Be an overwhelming no.
Well, that's because our audience
Well, you know how I like to prove people wrong.
Right. Right. See, I'm backing you into forcing you into watching this. All right. Seriously. I'm going to talk about John Beilein being the new head coach.
Is it A Few Good Men or is it
A
Few Good Men?
A.
And the A is not capitalized.
No, A is capitalized.
It is capitalized. It is part
few
of the
title.
Few
is capitalized. F is capitalized.
A Few Good
It's all capitalized.
No, it's not all capitalized. Not, I mean,
well, the first letter of all the words is capitalized.
Yes, there you go. Married 1 year, wants to put some Skittles on it. He wants a piece of this action also.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, John Beilein is leaving Michigan to coach the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Lakers have their man as well.
Speaking of A Few Good Men, the Lakers have I don't know if they're good men, but they have men.
They got a roster.
They have a roster
of
coaches.
We'll see about that.
And a puppet for a head coach who is too good of a man to be in that stupid situation. But
also, the countdown clock is on. You, the listener, are on the clock. If you would like to participate in the Sheeman and Shepherd 99.3 ESPN golf outing, it is Saturday at 8:30. However, we are cutting off registration at noon on Wednesday. It's already 3:26 on Monday. Do the math. You're running out of time. Yeah, you're late.
You're late.
Get signed. And we are late. Yes, we are. Our golf scramble takes place at the Verandas, prestigious Whispering Oak Golf Course. It's this Saturday. We just had a power surge in here.
What the hell was that?
What's going on? Ooh. Are we all right? Everybody alive?
Is the weather okay?
It's sunny out, at least over here.
Oh, hey.
We just had another surge. All right, I'm out of here. Sheeman Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, the 99.3 ESPN app.
You can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN.
Sure,
dude. 99.3 ESPN app.
What an awesome album this is, was, still is. Stevie Wonder. I think it was a Keys to the Wonders of Life. I should know it, but one of the great albums of all time.
Stevie!
Sir Duke. About Duke Ellington. I should have known that.
Did not.
Ready for this headline?
It's his birthday.
Stevie today?
Is it?
That's why I'm playing one Stevie song an hour.
What'd you play last hour?
Superstition.
Oh, nice.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, it was the only song I played as bump music, so.
I don't even remember.
Next will be I just called to say I love you. There's a lot more better songs than that.
All right, do we have breaking news?
This is developing. Possible developing.
Developing?
Possible
that's,
developing.
Now that's different?
Well, that's a different sound altogether. You can't tell me I have the breaking.
You tell me if this qualifies as breaking news.
Well,
this
I gotta
is
wait
the
for the
lead.
Appropriate music. There we
yeah.
go. Developing news! Developing news!
CBS Sports. This is their top story right now on CBS Sportsline. Report. Sixers to consider Simmons-LeBron swap. So here's, let me just give it to you right as is. Tom Haberstroh of NBC Sports, and obviously CBS picked this up. From Haberstroh, who's very respectable.
Yeah, it was good with ESPN. I liked him.
He says, fair or not, Simmons failing to add some semblance of a jump shot in year two of his career is seen as a reason that Philadelphia has to put him on the trading block. Perhaps this is just wishful thinking by rival executives. There's been no indication from the Philly side that Simmons is being floated or will be this summer. It's early in the process. Leonard's shot just fell through the net, but one Western Conference executive brought up a name that could be a Simmons trade target. One, LeBron James. The rival executive of Philadelphia said, quote, I think they very well might explore that. James does not have a no-trade clause, but he shares the same clutch sports agent with Ben Simmons and Rich Paul. James has two seasons left in his deal before he can become a free agent. After the disastrous offseason, which their president of basketball operations abruptly resigned, and they struck out their top two head coaching targets, Monty Williams and Ty Lue. Lakers honestly believe they can put together a championship contender the next two seasons.
Ha!
If the answer is no, trading James has to be on the table. And if you're going to do that, there's a short list of players that would be worthy of being traded for the King. Simmons is certainly good enough to be on it.
So,
he goes on to explain how such a move would be extremely complicated financially and would require multiple moving pieces given the disparity in salary between James and Simmons, making it a shot from the jump. James makes much more than Simmons, who is still on his rookie scale deal. So in order to make the salaries work between the two teams, the Sixers would have to ship another high salary player to LA in order to nab James, something that could prove to be a major sticking point in this hypothetical deal.
First of all, I believe the 76ers were on his short list of rumors last year.
Yes.
Here's the problem, though. Why it doesn't work for the Lakers, other than just to get away from LeBron, because it hasn't worked. You're going to have Ben Simmons and Lonzo Ball? I mean...
Well, no, I think Lonzo will be bye-bye.
Who's shooting the ball? I just...
No, you would send Lonzo probably to Philly as well, or get a third team involved.
You got
to
get a third team.
You got to get a third team involved, or get somebody else from Philadelphia off the books.
Well, and I'm just looking right now, you know, Embiid... They're not getting rid of him.
Right.
Jimmy Butler is a free agent.
Yeah. What do you do with him, by the way?
Tobias Harris is a free agent. Yeah. I don't know if they have the contract to be able to make the money work, apart from just, four or five different guys going back to Los Angeles.
Is Jimmy Butler unrestricted?
Yes. I believe he is.
Does he want to come back to Philadelphia? I mean,
who the hell knows with him?
He was embraced, I think, by Philly fan there, which is saying a lot. Although he's always harbored wanting to go to L.A. Right?
He is... Hold on.
What?
It says he's under contract for $19 million next year, but I didn't think that was true.
I think he's a restricted free agent this year.
Okay.
I could be wrong. That's what I'm thinking.
He's an unrestricted free agent 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Michael Caskey, Blomine, who is one who's responsible for putting this story together on CBS, doesn't agree with Tom Haberstraw of NBC Sports. He has the quotes from Haberstraw out there who thinks it could happen, but he goes on to say, I'm talking about Michael's piece in CBS Sportsline, he thinks the chances are slim to none. But I do think it's something. So I don't think Ben Simmons is going to be with the 76ers next year. I don't. But you put LeBron James and Simmons on the floor together, then
it doesn't work.
I don't think it works.
He needs a shooter at all.
I don't think it works. You got floor issues, spacing, all that stuff again. But I think, and nobody seems, and no matter what show you listen to, this one or the guys in Bristol at night on ESPN, everybody's bringing up the same names and the same theories, which nobody knows who's in charge. We don't know which Rambis is in charge. We don't know if Jeannie Buss is in charge. We don't know Palenka. Nobody knows who is in charge of this team. What most of us all speculate for the Lakers is that Jason Kidd's going to be the head coach sooner rather than later, despite Vogel signing a deal.
Well, here's what – look, it certainly looks that way. I think you can make the argument that the Lakers, due to their ineptitude, I think may have lucked into the best coach they could have gotten here. I mean, Ty Lue, I don't respect him as a coach. Who was the guy that went to the Phoenix Suns?
Monty Williams.
Monty Williams, mm-hmm. They were zeroed on IM. I think Frank Vogel is a solid basketball
But here's what, here's what's interesting is the Lakers prioritized an assistant coach over a head coach.
Weird. I don't ever recall that being done before.
But you can't, and this is why I don't want to hear, I think Stephen A. brought this up this morning, and I agree with him. I don't want to hear about Vogel ever complaining about getting stabbed in the back. He knew this was part of the deal, that Kidd was going to be named one of his assistants. So I don't want to hear from him at any point.
I also don't understand
about
why
being screwed over
we're talking
or stabbed
about in the back. Yeah. Jason Kidd coming in purely to mentor Lonzo Ball. I mean, they're still in the Lonzo Ball camp. Like, this is going to work out.
Yeah.
They're all in on
They invested on a number two pick in the guy.
I know.
When Jason Tatum went number three, mm-hmm. like, they have to dig their heels in on Lonzo Ball unless they can ship him out for a better asset.
Well, the Sixers were all in on Markelle Fultz ahead of him, and he can't shoot. He's gone now.
Okay, there was issues on the court when you had a backcourt of Markelle Fultz and Ben Simmons who combined would not shoot a three ball.
Right.
At least Lonzo Ball is his role is clearly defined on that team, and his shooting is improving. No. For as bad as it looks, it's getting better.
If you're a Laker fan, I mean,
all six of them that were
protesting.
Who the
hell's in charge? Jeannie Buss, controlling owner, big deal. Linda Rammes, who everybody seems to think has way more say, executive director of special projects. I love that. Well, the Lakers are a special project. There's no question about it. They're special, all right. Rob Pelinka, GM, is he in charge? Doesn't seem it. Kurt Rambis, senior basketball advisor, is he in charge? Who's in charge? LeBron's in charge.
Yeah, Maverick Carter.
No, I think LeBron's taking a step away washing his hands of all the. I don't.
Rich Paul, the founder of Clutch Sports and LeBron James' agent, is he in charge? Is he working the strings?
Well, I will say this.
Tim Harris.
I think the Frank Vogel signing. I think that's a Kurt Rambis move. Okay, I think that's a Kurt Rambis move.
Yeah.
Well, it brings stability, but it brings stability if you.
I don't know who brought Jason Kidd in. I mean, that wasn't Jeannie Buss, and I don't know whose idea that was.
But it was part of the deal, and Vogel knew it, that he was not going to be able to name his, which I think is ridiculous.
And they tried to force feed that to Ty Lue, too. So,
yeah,
I mean,
and he was
going
and
on.
Good for, and you're right, Craig, good for Ty Lue for saying, no, yep. You're not telling me what to do. I got to believe LeBron was not happy that Ty Lue didn't get the job, right?
They
worked well together. Say what we want, assistant coach Lue, whatever. They did work well together. The record shows it.
Isn't this LeBron's MO is to do all the passive aggressive stuff and work stuff on the scenes, and then when it blows up, you don't hear a peep from him.
Yeah.
Well, he's filming right now.
Oh, that's true.
He's busy.
Space really scares. Busy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
16-hour days on a movie set?
My bad. But he's got a nice trailer. That's how they do it.
Think he's staying on premise?
I don't know.
I think they wait for him.
It's a pretty nice trailer. It's $3 million.
Jeannie Buss
really?
Respects advice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's like one of those NASCAR trailers for him.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And then everybody else.
But think about it. A NASCAR driver, that's a normal-sized human. LeBron, 6'8".
Good point.
Maybe like you call, like a bus company over in London, get the double-decker, chop the top off.
So how does Rob Pelinka fit in all of this? This is a guy, he's still the GM since Magic's departure, which I'm still kind of surprised at, to be honest with you. So now he reports to Jeannie Buss while communicating with Linda and Kurt Rambis. He must be like, I'm the general manager. What the hell am I communicating to?
I got an answer for you.
All right.
Well, because Jeannie told him to.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, go ahead.
He is Kobe Bryant's voice in the organization.
Oh, that's another thing, too.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's Rob Pelinka's role.
That's a good point.
Bryant's voice in the organization.
Is Kobe behind the scenes in charge of this whole thing? He's like the emperor playing both sides.
That's what I said last week, and it's blown up magnificently.
It has. It's as good a theory as anything, Craig. It's as good a theory as anything. Somehow Kobe Bryant has his hands on the puppet strings here.
Now you want to go back to the old rumors. Maybe Kobe wants it to blow up because he doesn't want LeBron taking any. I mean, that's Kobe's town.
And I'm telling you, this is the emperor from. I hate to keep bringing it up, but he's playing both sides. It's brilliant what he's doing.
I think so.
It makes him look like the good guy for everybody.
Absolutely.
While the other two factions go to war.
Yeah.
Over public image. Because have you ever seen the Lakers in this much of a mess in your life? Ever? I mean, this would be a mess for many organizations. But
no,
a high-profile organization like this to be this discombobulated?
I mean, what were the Lakers before, like, the 80s run? Like, before Magic? What were – I don't – I'm asking the question.
No, they were good. I mean, they were
like a respectable team, not clearly the best in the West every year, but look, I mean, always Jerry, good.
Yeah.
Kind of like what they were with Kobe there. Okay, maybe there were years, especially post-Shaq, where they weren't the best team, but they made the playoffs every year. Like even if they were an 8 seed.
The late 70s, yet Portland was a great team in 77, obviously with Walton. 79 was Dennis Johnson and Seattle.
But the Lakers
were
always there.
No, they were there. They were there. But that was a pretty powerful Portland team a couple of years that they had. You had Seattle. Washington Wizards, Washington Bullets at the time were a real good team with Wes Unseld back then.
I'll tell you this, when I lived there in the 2000s.
Celtics won two titles in 74 and 76.
I lived there from 2000 to 2010. And they had their Shaq and Kobe three-peat and all that. And then they dipped down. And then it was Kobe trying to do it without Shaq. It's never been this bad. But I will say this, having lived there, every day is a soap opera around this organization. Every day. Mm-hmm. And now when it's really collapsing, it's just magnified. I want to continue to talk about this.
Yeah.
We still got to talk about the John Beilein saying goodbye to Michigan to go coach the Cavs. We'll discuss that and remind you an hour from now, we got Wikipedia Stump Pete for either food or baseball tickets. Your pick today. That's coming up in 1 hour. Disney movie trivia.
Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN,
awesome.
And the 99.3 ESPN app. Rocking and rolling on a Monday. Phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Just spent a lot of time talking about the Lakers and Frank Vogel being the head coach over the weekend, Jason Kidd on his staff. Let's bring it full circle because the big story today is that John Beilein is leaving Michigan after 12 years in Ann Arbor, two Final Fours and four Big Ten tournament and regular season titles.
Mm-hmm. I got a problem with that stat line you just read off. Two national championship appearances. We're not giving the guy the full amount of credit. Like, it makes it sound like he got to the Final Four and lost. No, he's two and two in the Final Four.
Right. John Beilein, two-time loser in the national championship
also
game, four-time Big Ten champion.
And four-time Big Ten champion. He won two Big Ten regular season titles, and he won two Big Ten championships.
Fact.
I think he's put nine pros in the NBA as well.
And he has kicked the tires on the NBA before with excessive talks with Orlando and the Detroit Pistons. I think the Pistons were just so broken because he'd like to stay in the area, whether it be Michigan, Ohio, or whatever. So anyway, he's going to be coaching the Cavaliers. He's got a five-year deal.
We agree his team in Michigan is more talented than the Cleveland team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Maybe a little.
So 5 years he had. He had a couple years left on his contract, and he was currently making $3.37 million at Michigan. I gotta believe it's. I was on the. I was somebody, it was either Stephen A. or somebody, said it was a ridiculous amount of money they threw at him, which means it's over $5 million a year for 5 years. I think it's closer to seven that the Cavaliers are giving him. But I also think, as far as him leaving to go to the Cavaliers, I don't care. I do care about who his replacement will be at Michigan. Well, him coaching the Cavaliers, good luck with that.
There's an interesting list in the Detroit Free Press today. Just a couple final thoughts. I mean, Beilein 66, yeah. He had emergency heart surgery this past year. He's finally decided, you know, now it's that. Now or never, right?
Well, and he's got Colin Sexton, who was really good at the end of the year. Kevin Love is still hanging there. They weren't awful at the end of the year. And they're tied with the Knicks and the Bulls? Suns? Are tied with the Knicks and somebody else for 14.5% chance to get number one, a.k.a. Zion.
So that was appealing to him, and he's going to go for it.
And he looked last year with Orlando and Detroit, the Magic and the Pistons. He considered it. Detailed discussions.
All right, the Detroit Free Press is, I have eight possible candidates. I like a couple of these that are interesting. First on the list is Billy Donovan.
Oh, he'd be good for anybody.
He would be good. They're the one of the colleges that could afford him if they wanted to go that route. I don't know what Billy Donovan's interest is in going back to the college ranks or not. I don't know. He'd be a great candidate either way. Great. Next on the list is your boy Brad Stevens.
Yep.
Look, there was the middle of the year where people were humming and hawing about him. And I thought that was ridiculous because I think he's a really good coach.
But they're humming and hawing. They're humming and hawing again because by his own admission, he doesn't know how to manage, and maybe that will change if Kyrie is gone.
What's he supposed to say? Yeah, this was on the players this year?
No,
coach is going to say it was on me.
No, he was good before Kyrie. He'll be good after Kyrie.
Well, yes, but he's being questioned about his management skills and why he didn't have the guts to do what was necessary.
What, bench Kyrie?
He's a big-time players coach, which they appreciate. That's what he is. He's a big-time players coach, very hands-offish. Well, sometimes you got to kick ass a little bit. And you can't just and I know the pros and the league is about the players, when it's unlike college where it's about the coach. But sometimes he gets a little too passive. And
I've never seen a head coach go up against a superstar and live.
I have zero problem with how Brad Stevens
He was not the issue with that team this year.
I'm not saying he was the issue. I think Kyrie was the issue overall, but I'm saying
we had said it for a couple years. You got all these assets. When are we going to start to see? Mm-hmm. Well, it came back, and I'll put it on Danny Ainge as much as anybody.
Yeah.
You had too many cooks in the kitchen this year.
Well, yeah, but I mean, look, everybody had them in the finals, or at least the Eastern Conference finals. Yeah, a lot of people had them in the NBA finals, and that's why. I mean, it's just the chemistry didn't work. They would have been better off without Kyrie, and they will be probably next year.
Others on this list, Chris Beard, Texas Tech, had a nice year.
And just got paid.
And we'll get paid more at Michigan. Mm-hmm. Mike White on the list, basketball coach of Florida.
Mm.
Interesting there.
Yeah.
Porter Moser, bring on Sister Jean to Ann Arbor, Michigan, everybody.
Another good choice.
You guys don't want that big blue.
We don't?
No. They almost got there again this year.
Blue doesn't want that.
They almost got there again.
Yeah, there being the tournament.
LeVar Jordan at Butler is on this list. Mm-hmm. Luke Yaklich, who is he? He's an assistant on Michigan who may just back into this job. You don't know. He has zero head coaching experience. And here's the one I'm intrigued by. Juwan Howard.
No way.
Oh, I like
it. Very intrigued by that.
I really like it. Respected for his
X's been a long time assistant down in Miami.
Yeah.
There were some rumblings about him. He might get his shake at one of these jobs, but he didn't.
I mean, it's kind of a big job for your first.
It is, but you're a big-time alum, and you're still welcome on the campus.
Yeah.
Going back to the Fab Five, you know, if you're a five-star out of Michigan, I feel like he's a good guy to go play for. Mm-hmm. NBA experience on the court, on the sideline. That's a great name.
That's my dark horse.
Yeah, I like that.
Interesting.
All right.
I think they should go with Pete's guy, Ed Cooley from Providence. Somebody needs to stash him up.
Yeah, I know. Somebody is going to. It's only a matter of time, but he loves it there. I've heard that before. Ed is one of the best coaches in the country.
I agree with that.
Without a doubt.
All right, when we come back, still some more NBA talk, but we'll get into some NFL news. The Dolphins with a strange signing this weekend. Did you say there was an Odell Beckham tweet coming up? We got the
AB.
No, Antonio Brown. Yeah.
Sorry, got my flamboyant receivers mixed up.
This is cloud. Get your Kleenex box ready. It's only 8 words.
Sheeman and Shepherd.
They really hit home.
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.